Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning as we continue in the season of Easter. To prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning, we will prepare with a thanksgiving for baptism. Invite all those who are able to stand to turn toward the font. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life, and above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of the risen Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty and eternal God, the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who doubt, may we who have not seen have faith in you and receive the fullness of Christ's blessing, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated and prepare your hearts, minds, and ears to hear the Word of God.
First reading is from Acts, book 2. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did to him among you as you yourselves know. This man handed over to you according to the definite plan or knowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the walls. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in his power. For David says this concerning him, sat on my right hand, so that I would not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad, my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, but let your holy one experience the heart. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David, who both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with hope that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. For since David spoke of the resurrection of Messiah, saying, he was not abandoned at least, or did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and that all of us are witnesses. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have eternal life. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Christ is risen. Alleluia.
Christ is risen. Alleluia.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Every single year on the second Sunday of Easter, someone will inevitably come up to me and with a heavy sigh ask, "Where is everybody?" Or, "Why isn't everybody here this week?" I'm tempted to say, yeah, and you're paying me to be here. Don't get me wrong, I get it. Last Sunday was a bit of a high for those of us who consider ourselves regular churchgoers. That is, those of us who are most often here week in and week out. And to be clear, that includes those of you who are worshiping with us from home or from afar. Personally, I'm so grateful that the worshiping body of the risen Christ now extends beyond our doors, so that those who cannot be with us here in the flesh, in person, remain one with us in Christ. So we're glad you're with us today. But last Sunday, many of us who are here in person today, and were here last week, may have rather gleefully looked around and thought, wow, the church isn't half empty. It seems so full. At least it felt as though it was full a week ago. And now, a week later, by contrast, it may seem rather empty. Which brings to mind that age-old question. Is the glass half full, or is it half empty? We know the pessimist will say that the glass is half empty, and the optimist will say it's half full. But do you know, if an engineer takes a look at this glass, the question they'll say is, this is the wrong size glass. More to the point, it's the wrong question. But let me tell you why asking where is everybody or why isn't anybody here this week, let me tell you why that is the wrong question. Because personally, I think we should be asking, why did all those people come to church last week? What, pray tell, was it that drew them here? Why do so many people come at Christmas and Easter, but not so much at other times? I've been tempted on both Christmas and Easter to hold up the lost and found basket and say, does this belong to anybody here? Get it? The people who show up twice a year, we could hold up the lost and found, but no, that would be wrong. I know that Central is known for its music, and I know that's a key part of why people come during the holidays, especially Christmas and Easter. We have so many gifted musicians and vocalists here at Central, and for that too I am truly grateful. But what if it's an empty tomb that actually drew them here last Sunday on Easter? Think about it. What if it's an empty tomb that actually drew them here on Easter? That in the fullness of time, people actually want to believe in a wild and crazy idea that some 2,000 years ago, a child named Jesus, born of Mary, could actually become the incarnate God, the God in the flesh, who became human and emptied himself to the point of death, even death on a cross, and then after 3 days be raised from the dead. The question isn't, where are all those people? The question is, why were they here at all? And frankly, I have to ask sometimes, why are any of us here? The irony is that through faith, which itself is a gift from God, through faith, we have come to believe what many have thought was just an idle tale or wishful thinking. Through faith, we have come to believe we are the body of the risen Christ, that we are the hands and the feet of Jesus. We are living, breathing Easter people, the result of an empty tomb. We who inevitably ask the wrong questions, we who seek answers for questions that cannot adequately be answered at all. We are the ones who are blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. That's what we are. And while I know we've all heard the expression that seeing is believing, today the word from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ leaps off the dusty pages of the sacred biblical text and is directed at each and every one of us. Blessed are you. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Even when we have our doubts, which I guarantee we will all have from time to time, even when we have our doubts, we can boldly pray, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. You see, it doesn't really matter if the glass is half full or half empty. Or even if it's all the way empty. Why? Because in the fullness of time, an empty tomb made all the difference in the world. Christmas, Easter, any old ordinary Sunday, doesn't matter. Anyone and everyone who walks through those doors on any given Sunday is welcome to the Lord's table, where together we eat of Christ's broken body and drink from the cup that has been poured out for us through Christ's body and blood. And we proclaim, Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. We keep on sharing the good news because we are the body of the risen Christ. Because we are the hands and feet of Jesus. Because we are the blessed ones. The ones who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Not only that, but the gospel writer tells us, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life. So not only are we who have not seen and yet have come to believe blessed by God, it is through believing we have life. Eternal, abundant, everlasting life. Now and forever. Thanks be to God.
Church, let us confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the Church, the world, and all in need. God of rebirth, the good news of your resurrection brings hope to a weary world. Empower us to boldly share your radical love through our words and our work. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As you breathed your Spirit into the disciples, breathe your Spirit of healing upon all creation. Nourish the earth so that all life might flourish. Inspire us to care for all that you have made. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You prepared the disciples for their ministry by calming their fears with a word of peace. Equip world leaders and all people in positions of authority to strive for peace and justice in all the earth. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You come among us in unexpected ways. Send us to those who hide in fear or doubt. Be a healing presence for those who suffer in any way. Bring comfort and peace to those in need. Especially this day, remember before you Terry Chapp, Chuck Dietz, Gail Hadelberg, Marcia Jarrett, Lori Lund, Doug and Jody Martin, Gretchen and Jeff Seamus, as well as those who suffer in silence, in secret, or in shame. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Ever-living God, you bring us to new life every day. Thank you for blessing us with companions on our faith journey, especially our loved ones who now find their rest in you. Be with all who grieve and give us courage to trust in your promise to abide with us always. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of the risen Christ be with you always. Please share that peace with one another. A few announcements of our life together this week. First, you see in the back of your bulletin, we're developing a new family group called Cradle to Crayons for those families in that unique phase of life with very young children who are not yet school age. We're organizing that, and you can see there our first meeting will be on May 6th. If you're interested in that, or if you have family members who are interested in that, please talk to me about that. Second, as a reminder, our Together Tuesday program continues. Tuesday night, common meal at 5:15, and then activities for children and adults at 6 with Music Together, Children's Choir, and then adult education. So join us on Tuesday. And then finally, today, directly after service, we have a special congregational meeting. So please stay, come over to the parish hall. We have coffee and cookies, and it should be a very direct meeting where they're going to be covering things, I think, pretty quickly. But we need at least 50 members there for a quorum. So please stay and just head over to the parish hall after service. With those announcements, let us continue with our service with our offertory.
Thank you.
us pray. Generous God, in this meal you offer your very self. We give thanks for these gifts of the earth. In the breaking of this bread, reveal to us the risen one. In the pouring of this wine, pour us out in service to the world. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and at all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. For distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward to the center aisle to the floor where you'll receive the bread in the form of a wafer and the blood in the cup. The cup has red wine or white grape juice. This is Christ's meal. It is Christ who bids you come. All are welcome at the Lord's table.
I invite all who are able to stand. And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. Almighty God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And now receive the benediction. The blessing of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit surround and sustain you, keep you from harm, and fill you with courage. Amen. Risen Christ.
Thanks be to God.
But don't go too far, because we have that meeting to take care of.